Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the Gram. We got Jerry Hairston Jr., a World Series champion, now an analyst for Spectrum Sportsnet LA. And, of course, the Dodgers hot. And we'll get into that with Jerry. So,
they're in first place now, Chris.
Yeah. They're looking good. They're looking good. So we will get into that and much more around MLB with Jerry Hairston at the bottom of the hour. And speaking of MLB, Inside the Parker follows that to wrap up the second hour. And you know what, Rob? Rob?
What?
I never miss Inside the Park.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
All right, let's move to the NBA. And a story came out today in Athletic, kind of pouring water on the notion that Ben Simmons could end up with the Golden State Warriors. Now, for those who haven't been following this, it's not basketball season, so maybe you're out there. But Ben Simmons, the embattled Ben Simmons, of course, after that horrific playoff series against Atlanta, in which he refused to shoot, was scared to shoot, shot horribly from the foul line, It was clear that the Sixers were looking to move on from him and trade him. I mean, Doc Rivers said he doesn't know if he can win a championship with him as his point guard. Joel Embiid blamed him for, you know, the collapse in that game. And then Ben kind of turned it on them and was like, you know what? I want out. You can't fire me because I quit. It kind of that kind of thing. And now Ben Simmons is taking it to the next level and said he will not show up for training camp. So he wants them to trade him. And there's been a lot of speculation. Minnesota, Toronto have been teams trying to get him. And there's been speculation about Portland, obviously, with Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Bradley Beal in Washington. But one of the most persistent ones has been the notion that he could go to Golden State and join Steph and Klay and Draymond. And there was a story today in The Athletic that kind of poo-pooed that notion, saying it's not likely to happen. So stop talking about it. They did have talks. But Daryl Morey, Rob, the Sixers GM, he has such a unrealistic asking price for Ben Simmons. He called up Golden State before the draft, says, I want Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, who was last year's number three pick, the 7th and 14th picks from this year's draft, and two more future first rounders. Golden State said no and hung up the phone. Haven't talked to him since, according to this story. Rob, I want to – and Joe Lacob, the owner of the Sixers – I'm sorry, the Warriors, and his son is very prominent in the front office. They've talked about this, and Rob G's going to read us a quote from Lacob talking about what their game plan is and why, at least at this point, they really aren't likely to get Ben Simmons. Rob, do you have that quote?
I do. He said it right after the draft. He spoke to The Athletic. Here's what he said. Quote, the more likely path, instead of pushing all the chips all in, and the path that I think as an owner I feel most comfortable with, quite frankly, is to bridge the gap to the future. We've got three or four contracts and big players that are still in their early 30s, still have quite a bit of time to go, especially in this day and age. If we can kind of have a Wiseman and a Kuminga and a Moody and a pool help in the meantime, great. They don't have to be awesome next year. Then he added later, if we can't win now, you should look at Joe Lacob's Bob Myers and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, and say, you just weren't good enough.
Right. What are your thoughts on their play? Because basically it sounds like he doesn't want to go all the way in right now, in large part because he wants to build sustained excellence, if you want to go that far. But, you know, like a team that's constantly in the playoffs and on the borderline of that contender status, I guess. That's what he's looking to build. You agree with this approach, Rob, or should he go all the way in?
I think the Warriors are making a horrendous mistake in that they think like some long window they're going to win 4 years from now or something. It's win now. At all costs, as long as you have Steph Curry and you hope that Klay Thompson can come back and be somewhat close to what he was. And Draymond's, you know, was going the other way, Chris. What are you looking at with some of the teams that are already in the West and then the teams you'd have to beat to actually win a championship? And with that core, go out and get the best available player for the next 4 years, Chris, like a guy who can play and could add to the team. And I'm not talking about that crazy trade Philadelphia with first round. I'm not talking about that.
Come back to earth, Daryl Morey. Come back.
Okay, when they come back to earth, then I would pick up the phone. But I'm not ripping them for not taking that deal. But they didn't do anything at the trade, you know, at the draft.
You're
Chris,
just looking at their philosophy.
Yeah, what they're thinking, and you can't do both. I think it's a mistake to think you're going to do both. And they haven't won in a couple years, and Durant's not on that team anymore. Klay hasn't played in 2 years. I'm just saying, you don't want to look up 4 years from now and wondering why you haven't been able to compete for a championship again. And I think, you know, and then they'll say, well, that didn't make sense. All these young guys, I get it, Chris. You know, it was like Boston when they had the 25 first-round picks. Right? What did that get them? Did that get them anything?
And they've wasted that.
That was
whether
a waste.
It's wasted or it just hasn't, you know, developed into anything. You're right.
But do you remember everybody Danny Ainge got all these first round picks. The Celtics are going to be loaded for a long time. Right. He's out of a job, Chris. He's out of a job. Think about that.
Right. Well, Rob, what's happened is a lot of these front office executives, in the name of self-preservation, have convinced these owners that the value of a draft pick is way beyond what it actually is. Rob, how many lottery picks have the Sacramento Kings had recently? How many lottery picks did the Clippers have for all those years?
Do you remember during Elgin Baylor's run as GM?
Right,
Chris?
Every year they're in the lottery. At the top a lot of times. I'm sorry, hear me and hear me well. Most lottery picks, Rob, lottery picks don't pan out.
Yep.
Most lottery picks don't pan out. We're not even talking about first round picks, 15 through 30. We're talking about lottery picks. And I'm not saying it's not good to have some draft picks. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying let's bring a little balance to this situation. And what's happened is these GMs, they tell the owners, they sell them on, oh, I got all these picks. We're set up to really be funky in the next few years, over the next decade, because we have so many draft picks. And it buys them time. When your team is weak, you point to the draft picks, you tell the owner, that's all right, because look at this kid at Georgia. Look at this kid at Duke, wherever. Look at this high school kid. Look at this kid in the G League. We can get him. I mean, there's self-preservation. But it's not helping your team.
There are no five-year plans. That's all changed. And that's why I'm saying you should be trying, when you have the players you have, to put together the best team you have to win that year. Or maybe that year and maybe the next year, 2 years. But if you're looking like, oh, yeah, these guys will develop in 3 or 4 years and then we'll have a good team again, I just don't buy into that.
I want production. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
That's what I mean.
No, you're right. Like, you have to maximize these guys' window, period, the end. And if you fall off a cliff after they're done, but you get one or two more titles, so be it. Everybody falls off.
Right.
Rob, the Lakers are by far the best NBA franchise, I think, period. But, you know, obviously you can argue Boston because they both have 17 championships. But lately, since the 1980 going forward, the Lakers have by far been the best franchise in the NBA. And they've had down times. They don't last long because they got good leadership. They've had good leadership, but they've had down periods. So it's inevitable. All right, but you have, when you get a Hall of Fame superstar player who can win championships, you owe it to your fans, you owe it to that player, you owe it to your organization to try to maximize his window. Forget, you know, if you can still have some good young players when he's gone, fine. That's nice. That's icing. But the number one priority needs to be building. And you're right. Philadelphia is out of their minds. They're bonkers. When you come to us with something realistic, then we can talk. But the Warriors should be pounding the pavement, Rob. They should be beating the bushes. They should be talking to other teams around the league. I think they should be going hard after a Bradley Beal. I do like Ben Simmons there. I think they need to try to move Draymond in that deal. I don't know that I like him and Draymond together. He could be the
fresh Draymond. You know what I mean?
He's a younger, better version of Draymond. The only thing he doesn't have, obviously, the motor and the inspirational abilities the intangibles that Draymond has. But the game is very similar. In that regard, the only thing Draymond has over him is that Draymond will at least take the shot, right? He'll at least take the three-pointer.
Right. It might not go in, but he'll take it.
But he'll take it to remain a threat. And so Ben's got to get to that point. But, Rob, Ben Simmons, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, if they could somehow keep an Andrew Wiggins, I mean, that's a nice squad. And you're right. Look at what the Lakers are doing. Are the Lakers worried about the future? I mean, we talked about it last year, Rob. In their quest to keep Talen Horton Tucker, they didn't go after Kyle Lowry. And it cost them. But now they're all in on building and trying to win the championship now. So you think you beating a healthy Lakers team with what you Steph had arguably his best individual season ever, arguably. You didn't even make the playoffs.
Thank you. The guy was in the conversation for MVP.
Right. So what do you do? Draymond was there too. You just missed Clay. But I'll give Golden State some credit that they're gonna be. I think they'll be a good playoff team this year if Clay can be Clay. But Clay by himself, Rob, not with what the Lakers, and I know the Lakers are a mishmash and it's gonna be a chemistry experiment, but still, the talent is there. You're lucky that, you know, the Clippers may not be whole because of Kawhi. Phoenix has emerged. You know, Denver is probably going to keep getting a little more and more experience and better. You know, there's other teams. Dallas is coming with Luka. Like, they've got to be building, Rob. What does our man Antonio Daniels always say? It's an arms race.
It's an arms race, 100%.
Go get your weapons. Go get your ammunition.
Right. And you can't do, Chris, you can't compete with a starter pistol. You know what I mean? Like there's young guys, and you just can't wait and hope that they're going to develop.
Right.
Because what if they don't? What if they don't?
I'm with you. I like Kuminga. He looks good. Wiseman, I've always liked him in Golden State. But – you know, if there's a reasonable deal where I can upgrade and have a chance to win the championship now, then that's what I'm trying to do. All right, what are you trying to do? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are the Warriors doing themselves a disservice by refusing to push all in and trade for another star? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Alex, help me out with this one because I don't remember that.
So, Rob, when you're a growing young man back in 1922.
Oh, wow.
And you're starting to mature, a lot of us went through some kind of pains. What were
growing
they, Rob?
Pains.
That's
growing,
right.
Is this, what's his name, Cam, what was his
Cam
name?
Cam Newton. Oh, no.
Cam Cameron?
I think so.
Well, you know what? I remember the family's name, the Seavers, right?
Was it?
I think so. Only because Tom Seaver was one of my favorite baseball players growing up as a kid, but it is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. Coming up, we got a little Inside the Parker coming up in the second half of the hour, and also Jerry Hairston Jr. will also join us at the bottom of the hour to talk
quick.
About the first-place Dodgers. What was quick?
Ohio State. I'm probably behind, but Mayan Williams, how far did he go? He just had a long run.
Chris, it's halftime at that game that you got on streaming.
Long TD run, Ohio State up 6-0, probably 7-0 now. You're right.
All right.
So this was a 70-yarder, Rob. Looks like a 71-yarder, yeah, against Minnesota. All right. Let's get to these calls.
All right, let's kick it off with Mike in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
First time caller, long time listener. Love the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
But y'all both got it wrong tonight. Y'all are making a comparison to Golden State and Boston, or like Philly when they had all the first-round picks, or like my horrible Houston Rockets. The difference is they're more like San Antonio when Robinson got hurt and then they were able to bring in Duncan. You got a rare chance right now to have three really good veterans and Wiggins, who's somewhere in between, but he's a legitimate two or three on most NBA teams, and bring in two first-rounders. If either one of those two or Wiseman from last year turns out to be what they could, you could have a legitimate dynasty. And I'm
Mike,
not a Golden State fan.
Mike,
you got to at least
fine.
Take the gamble.
That's fine, but they better show it this year.
But, Mike,
like they need to they need to be contenders.
And they'll still have value next year. Other people wanted those guys. But you give them a year to do it, because if they do, you might not be good for 1 year. Look at Cleveland after LeBron left. Yeah, that's the model now. But look at OKC after I mean, these teams fall apart after
But Mike,
put everything in and don't draft no young.
But that's what you got to do.
But Mike, the only problem with your comparison is you have Klay Thompson, who's been hurt, hasn't played in 2 years, and Draymond's going the other way. I mean, it's not like you have the same three players, Chris, that won those championships, and you're adding two first-round picks. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's a little jaded.
Right. Here, Mike, here's where I'm at. I get what you're saying, because like I said, I love Wiseman. I would hate to give him up in the trade. And I like Kuminga. I liked what I saw in summer league from some of their young guys. Jordan Poole's a nice player. They got some nice little players. I'm just saying, if I can get a star player now who will help me now more than those guys, I'm going for it. I'm going for it. I'm not going to have a Steph Curry forever. And no matter how good Kuminga and some of these other young kids may be, if there's no Steph Curry and Klay there, then they might just be just another decent team.
Right. Doesn't make sense.
So you got to go for it, man. I'm Rob, when we start doing our NBA preview in a month or so, how many teams are we going to legitimately talk about that could win a championship? Maybe five?
I was going to say four, maybe five. Four or five.
Right. I mean, you got Milwaukee. Really win the title.
Milwaukee, Brooklyn,
Lakers, Phoenix, maybe. You know, like, that's four.
If Kawhi was healthy, you would have said the Clippers.
Right, if he was healthy.
Right.
So, you know, you got four or five teams. So when you can be one of those four or five, man, you got to be all in.
You got right because it's not that right. It's not that far behind. It's not like there are 20 teams and you look and say, well, we can't jump over these. No,
right.
It's open.
I mean, I think they'll be good next year. They'll be good, but again, the goal is a championship when you got superstars like they do.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're dry. Are your family okay, Andre?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. We are okay. We did have the tornado warnings overnight. Not too much, fortunately, flooding here on the Cape and Islands that I've seen, you know, just in terms of roads and whatnot. But the tornado warnings overnight was certainly disconcerting. To the business, you know, the Golden State Warriors, the issue is there's no Kevin Durant that's in free agency now that they could possibly woo. And so the players that are out there, the Bradley Beals, the Ben Simmons, those guys are composites of people who they already have on the roster. So it's not like you're going to, you know, get that one piece that's really going to, you know, put them in contention, because what they would need is somebody like a Joel Embiid, a big man, to balance the strength that they have on the perimeter. So therefore, my view is you got Jonathan Kuminga. He reminds me of Harrison Barnes in terms of his athleticism and the physicality. And I think that James Wiseman is the center of the future in terms of his ability to defend the rim and also step out to the three-point line. Not that he has to rely on that. James Wiseman can bang in the post. It's a league without centers, and he can do the work that needs to be done inside while also having that versatility. So I think, as the previous caller said, listen, this is that you have to provide leadership for these young guys. James Wiseman last year was complaining a little bit. He wasn't getting the ball. Steph, share the ball with particularly Wiseman and these other guys. Bring them up so that they can help you in the playoffs, and then you'll have a team similar to Phoenix where you have developed those young players with the veteran leadership rather than a super team, which I don't think is possible for them, like a Brooklyn where you just bring three stars together and it just goes. So they're not going to be favorites, but they could definitely be contenders, i.e. a team that many people are forgetting, the Denver Nuggets, with four guys that can get it done in crunch time.
They can be as good as Denver. I mean,
thanks,
the play
Andre.
Is play. Yeah. But like we said, you still your attitude has to be go for the title. All right, we got Jerry Hairston Jr., World Series champion, Spectrum Sportsnet LA coming up in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Thank you, Steve DeSager, for the update. Our next guest is a World Series champion himself, now an analyst for Spectrum Sportsnet LA, friend of the show, Jerry Hairston Jr. Jerry, welcome.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing good.
We're great, man. It's great to have you on. And I know that you are excited because, as we heard Steve DeSager say, this weekend
Teams with the two best records in the league facing off, the Giants, the Dodgers. Tell me your thoughts heading into this series about these two teams and what will take place in these games.
Well, let's hope from the Dodgers side they figure out a way to win this series. The Giants have, in my opinion, have played really good baseball. They played above their skis, and that's a compliment. You know, they don't have, you know, superstar players. Yes, they have Buster Posey. He's a little older now, but he's had a tremendous season. Brandon Crawford has been incredible at shortstop. They got Chris Bryant in the trade with the Cubs. So they have a little bit of everything. They do not beat themselves. They hit the long ball. Their pitching has been hit with injuries lately.
Yeah.
But they've still been pitching really well. They do not beat themselves. And manager Gabe Kapler has done an incredible job there. Farhan Zaidi has done an incredible job getting the right pieces to play together. That being said, the Dodgers, in my opinion, when healthy, are the best team in all of baseball. When they do the little things, like move runners over, play small ball, nobody's going to beat them. And I believe if they go up there, pitch the way they're capable of pitching, play defense the way they're capable of playing defense, and do the little things, they should win this series.
Now, Jerry, the Dodgers have snuck into first place. The Giants were holding on for a long time and first team to 70 wins, and they did a lot of good stuff. But still, obviously, it's not over. There's still 30 games to go or so. How important is it? Because the team that doesn't win the division gets into a one-game playoff, and anything can happen in one game. Absolutely. I mean, isn't
You're
that
exactly
a scary
right.
scenario?
That's a scary scenario. Anything can happen in one game. And you can get the Reds to get a hot pitcher and have Joey Votto hit a three-run homer in the first inning.
Yep.
And before you know it, you're behind the eight ball, and you end up losing that ball game, and you're out of the playoffs. So it's so important to win your division. I think both teams understand that. The Dodgers certainly understand that. Andrew Friedman has done an incredible job to get Max Scherzer in a trade, and also to get Trey Turner. You know, everybody knew Max Scherzer was going to get traded, but nobody thought Trey Turner was available. But to give up the prospects now, Mike Rizzo did an incredible job. They got a lot of prospects in return for Trey Turner and Max Scherzer. But the Dodgers are in win-now mode. You know, they understand, hey, we have to win this division to give ourselves the best possible chance to repeat as champions. So the players understand that. They know that, hey, first place is cool right now, but it's all about being in first place at the end of the year and then playing great baseball in the postseason and get back to the World Series and win it. It's not about getting to the World Series and not about making the playoffs. If you wear Dodger blue, it's about winning championships. And Mookie Betts said it best, hey, I'm here to win rings, plural, not just one. They got that Kobe mentality, that Mamba mentality. You have to win multiple rings. And that this team, I've watched them, you know, the last couple nights against the Braves, man. They're a very hungry team.
How about, Jerry, you just said it. To me, it's World Series championship or bust. Their roster's loaded. I know they've been through a lot of injuries, but, you know, they got their team together. They're playing good baseball. They have by far, to me, on paper, you know, it's played on the field, but on paper, the best team. If the Dodgers don't win, it will be a disappointment to me. What about you?
It would be a disappointment, not only to you, Rob. It's going to be a disappointment to us as fans, and it's going to be an incredible disappointment to the players. The players have said this numerous times. They want to win again in front of their fans and have a parade. Last year, they didn't have a chance to have a parade.
Right.
They didn't have a chance to celebrate with their fans. And Justin Turner's talked about this. Clayton Kershaw, I know, has talked about this. These guys want to repeat, not just to be a champion again, but they want to be able to celebrate with their fans. So they know they have a golden opportunity. These opportunities don't come around too often. You have a team with Max Scherzer. You have a team with Trey Turner, Mookie Betts, Corey Seager. Like you said, on paper, the best team when healthy in the big leagues. You have to take advantage of that opportunity.
Jerry, let's move to the NL. And Shohei Ohtani, we stay in Los Angeles, but we go to the Shohei Ohtani, the AL. I'm sorry, the AL. And Rob yesterday poo-pooed what Shohei has done because he's only hitting 262. Can you speak some sense into how great?
This has
got to be one of the greatest seasons ever. Am I wrong? I know he's only hitting 262, but come on.
Bro, this cat, what Shohei Ohtani's doing, man, it is off the charts. You know, Babe Ruth, if you can, you can make a case he's the greatest player ever. Now, he didn't get a chance to play against black players back in the day. It really wasn't his fault.
Right, right.
But what Shohei Ohtani is doing to be not just a starting pitcher, but a game-changing
Jerry? Did Rob do something?
No.
Because Rob
didn't want to hear it out. We'll call him right back. We'll get him back
if we can.
Get him real quick. We would love to get finished this conversation.
Yeah, I want to hear what he said.
I didn't rip Shohei. Stop
What'd
it.
What'd you do? Tell us exactly what you said, Rob.
There we go.
You said Fernando Tatis is having a better year
than Shohei Ohtani. Fernando Tatis. I would.
All right, Jerry. Jerry back.
Yeah.
And I love Tatis. I love Tatis. But
I just said I would take Tatis over
him. One of the best years. Go ahead where you were, Jerry.
Yeah, this is without a doubt one of the best years I've ever seen. I mean, you're talking about a game-changing talent. He's on the mound dealing for 7-8 innings, throwing 100 miles an hour. Then, oh, by the way, he'll lead off with a home run. Not only that, is he an offensive player, he's an offensive force. You know, he's threatening the all-time Angels record for home runs, and he's an ace pitcher. So what he's doing, I never thought I would ever see this. He is not only the best baseball player in the world, right now, he's the best athlete in the world. No athlete is better than Shohei Ohtani. I don't care if you're Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't care if you're Messi. I don't care if you're Kevin Durant. And KD, if you're listening, I know you're in L.A. sometimes. KD, I'm sorry, bro. Much respect. You're the best NBA player right now in the world. But Shohei Ohtani is the best athlete on the planet right now. And here's nothing. People never talk about his speed.
Well, you saw him steal home.
Bro, he has over 20 stolen bases. He can absolutely fly. I saw him lead off a game, base hit up the middle, a whole hump base hit up the middle. He turned a base hit into a double. That's how incredibly talented he is. So I love Fernando Tatis Jr. He's exciting. I love Mookie Betts. I love all the great players that are playing right now. But right now, the best baseball player complete is Shohei Ohtani. And I'm telling you right now, no Major League Baseball player that's playing right now is going to disagree with me.
We got a minute for this answer, Jerry. How long, as a two-part, how long can he keep this up, going both ways, so to speak?
Yep.
And do you, and I've asked a lot of baseball player guys this when we have them on the show, but do you think this will spark a few other guys, you know, coming up in the ranks to you know, be able to pitch and hit?
I think it will inspire a couple other guys to do what he's doing. I think we're going to see a guy do kind of what Shohei Ohtani is doing, but also be a closer, not necessarily a starter, maybe be a closer. So I'm going to say Shohei Ohtani in the next 3 or 4 years, they might use him as a closer to kind of save his innings and use his arm to maximize his arm. Because at the end of the day, you want his talent playing every day. So maybe he becomes a first baseman, DH. But, you know, I think he's going to start for the next 3 or 4 years. But as he gets a little older, I see him become a closer. That way you can really maximize him playing every day as an everyday hitter, because he's an incredible offensive force.
Jerry,
that's a good point. Only problem is the Angels are going to have to get better starting pitcher to make him a closer, because he won't be coming in many games to close him up, Jerry. That's the problem.
That's for darn sure.
Yes. Rob, I mean, they need to get better. You're right. They need to get better.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Jerry, great stuff, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the weekend.
Anytime, guys. And really quick, Dodgers in 4 in the World Series and the Lakers in 3 NBA Finals. Lakers in 3.
Oh, gosh.
I said it.
See,
wow,
you had a really good segment. Now you're just
going
off the rails.
There you go. All right.
That's our man, Jerry Hairston Jr., Spectrum Sportsnet LA. All right, Inside the Parker, a preview is next. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We do it every week. Here's a preview of Inside the Parker.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast Billy Ripken, of course, the former Major League second baseman, who is currently a studio host for the MLB Network. Billy, thank you. Welcome to the podcast, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me on. What's up?
Man, so much to talk about in Major League Baseball. Let's just start with Tuesday night. Blake Snell pitches a no-hitter through seven innings, 107 pitches. They take him out. Is that cool? Does that make sense? Or no, you got to let him finish?
You know what? I think in today's world, that's just become somewhat more of an accepted idea, the 107-pitch mark, seven innings, he hasn't given up anything. So let's just continue him on his way because he's been throwing the ball extremely well. And I don't think necessarily the individual wants to go out there and necessarily throw a no-no in today's game, and I think that's just accepted. So if San Diego goes on and becomes a playoff team and they go deep into the playoffs, no one will ever think about, you know, such a move as this.
But we did see this last year. You remember in the World Series, they took Blake Snell out after I think he had given up only one hit or something, gave up the no-hitter or whatever, remember? And then, of course, they lost to the Dodgers. So it just seems weird when guys are pitching well that they take him out. But
Billy, it's a different game from when you were playing. It's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Well, I think some thought processes have certainly changed. I still think that I'm going to hold on to the teams that still win are still the teams that do the old-fashioned things, like they throw strikes, first pitch strikes. Starters go fairly deep into the games. The defense catches the ball and makes the outs that they're supposed to get. The hitters on the offensive side don't strike out. They put the ball in play and battle. So I still think the formula for winning baseball games is there. I do believe that some of the thought processes around the game have certainly changed, but I don't think the dynamics of how to win baseball games have changed that much.
Billy, let's go to the National League West and the wild card. I mean, the National League wild card, which we could see three teams from the NL West make the playoffs. But the Dodgers currently, obviously, have the top spot as far as wild card, only a half a game behind the Giants. And then there's San Diego and the Reds coming into Wednesday. We're a half a game behind the Padres. Who do you like? Is it going to be the Padres or is it going to be the Reds, who are currently on a four-game losing streak?
Yeah, I wouldn't count out the Cardinals or the Phillies right now either. I think that that's going to be a little bit of a jumbled mess. It's an interesting NL run this year. We've got 30 games left, and I'm looking at a team like St. Louis Cardinals that have this track record over the years of being in there. Cincinnati seems to be very up and down, as well as the Padres. And the Phillies are on a pretty good run right now themselves. So I think what's interesting is all four teams are certainly flawed. And they're whoever comes up with this 30-game run and puts it together is going to be the team that's going to represent again. I do think that there's going to be definite two out of the NL West that go to the playoffs. And that next spot is up for grabs. But the four teams that I just mentioned are certainly flawed, and we'll see what happens down the stretch.
Our guest is Billy Ripken, former Major League second baseman and MLB Network studio host. Will the Giants hold off the Dodgers? Coming into Wednesday, they have a half a game lead. The Giants, people have been waiting for them to fold basically all year. Are they going to fold or are they going to hold on?
I don't necessarily think they're going to fold, but I think the Dodgers are still going to end up winning that division. And I know the game's not played on paper, but when you just put the roster of the Dodgers up and the track records of the players that they have, and oh, not to mention they went and got Trey Turner and Mad Max Scherzer at the trade deadline to bolster their team, I just think that the talent of the Dodgers over these next 30 days are going to figure out a way to pick up a half game on the Giants. And that's not to say the Giants are going to fold. I think the Giants are still going to play well and be a pretty good team. But I just think the Dodgers have way too much talent. And I think over the 162 full season, the Dodgers will end up at the top spot.
Let me ask you about the Houston Astros in the AL West. They're leading the division. How good is this Astros team?
I think they're pretty good. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And let's face it, you know, a couple years back, with the asterisk-ridden season of their World Championship is always going to be discussed. But let's not lose sight of the guys on that team and how talented they are. And, you know, Trash Can Gate was certainly there. But when you look at, shall we say, Alex Bregman, you look at Correa, you look at Altuve, you look at Gurriel, these guys are pretty good players. And they've got Alvarez in the DH spot that can do some things. Tucker's come up and hit a bunch of home runs. So when you look at those guys, minus what you think of whatever happened a few years back, you got a team full of talented people that can play. And I think they showed that in that shortened season last year. What were they, a game away from going to the World Series again with all the stuff that went on last year and all the controversy that surrounded them? They have very talented players on their roster.
All right, his name is Billy Ripken. You can catch him on MLB Network. Hey, Billy, thanks so much for the knowledge, my man. We appreciate you.
You got it. Have a good day.
All right, there it is. Inside the Parker drops every Thursday. So you know what? You want to listen to it. You want to rate it, you want to share it, and you want to subscribe to it. Inside the Parker, the best, all right, one of the best baseball podcasts out there. Odd Couple, final hour coming up. Stick and stay.
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.